Trevor Banks.
Even though you got free will, your will is equal to God. You've been born again. See, he created another species. You got to understand that you're not just a human being having a spiritual experience. No, you were born of another seed. Satan defiled the gene pool. But when Jesus came, he brought his own seed. It wasn't a seed of a woman or a man. Or that combining yolk and sperm. He brought his own seed. An eternal seed. We were born again, not of the flesh. Amen. Not of the will of man. Not of the will of the flesh, but by God. He said, I'm going to populate this place with myself. I have a species of people that have a free will. But they'll be just like me. Won't be no need, won't be no concern with anything that they know. Help me, Holy Ghost. You think I'm going to back down to what I originally gave them to the earth? The earth is the Lord's, but it's given to the children of man. Guess what? That's our portion. Nobody going that ain't got him in them. It don't matter how you go to church, how you pay your tithes, how you give to the poor, for your body to be burned. But you have not, sorry, you have not got God is love. It profits you nothing. Tell somebody, all you gotta be is born again. Language that God gave to Adam was that of faith. See, God calls things that are not. Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Let's look at that. The original language. God calls things light be. Light was. Romans 4 17 says, it is written, I have made you, talking to Abraham, a father of many nations. This was before he had even Ishmael. Before him whom he believed, even God, who gives life or quickens the dead, and does what? Calls those things which be not as though they were. He calls things that are not as though they were. Remember, everything is upheld by the same frequency. And when you get on God's frequency, everything you need is right here. It's being upheld by the word of God. And when you speak into that on that frequency, guess what? You'll have what you say. Let me say this again. If we can find the exact frequency or tone of the sound that God made, the language, we can recreate and remake things to their original state again. The sound can only be made by God himself and anyone who is made from the same material. That would be you and me. Angels can't do it. They are ministering spirits. They are not made up of the same stuff that we are made up of. You and I can do this. The sound can only be made by God and us. God, tell somebody, God has not hidden these wavelengths or sounds from us. I'm talking about the original language. Now understand something here. There are people in the world that don't know God, don't care to know God, but they still operate in faith. They do stuff. Sometimes they have more faith than you got. Here you at the job crying and then somebody even say, oh, it's going to be all right. God going to bless you. Your God going to bless you. And you all destroyed. I know he is. And you go, just wait. Just you've been telling me, just wait on him. He's going to bless you. They got more faith than you got. Listen, they operate on faith. Because see, the original language that God gave the man, he didn't take back. It's prevalent. That's why you see people in the world that don't care about God and that they operate in certain of these principles, and you see them prosper in the world, even though at the end of their life they don't have the ticket to get in. They will operate because it's given to man, because man is in God's image and likeness. So don't get that twisted when you see people being blessed but they're not honoring God at all. No, he reigns on the just and the unjust. This principle is available to all mankind, because all mankind is in the image and likeness of God. Whether they're born again or not is another subject. So we see him blessed. So let's fast forward. Let's get Genesis 11. Genesis chapter 11 and verse 7. Verse 7 and 8. Go to. Now this is after the flood. The principle is the same. Everything is still upheld by the word of God and faith. This is after the flood. The people gather together and they are all of what? One language. Come on. They're still speaking the same language that was originally given to Adam. God didn't take it. He left it for mankind. The same language. They're speaking it. I'm going to show you how and why. They say, now that they gather together, even though their intentions are evil now, they're operating in faith. You see, God is like this. God doesn't send a lightning bolt the moment he sees something going wrong. Sometimes you want to question, Lord, why did you allow Adam and Eve to eat of the so-called fruit? Because that's how God works. Why have you allowed the devil to do what he's doing? Because that's how God works. God works in ways that are mysterious to you. But even when it seems like he doesn't have control, he's fully in control. He has a plan. He has a purpose. And this is where we learn to trust him and obey him and follow him when we don't see our way, when we don't feel like it, when our emotions are all jacked up. We still follow him anyway. Because he's to be trusted. He said to you, all things are working together right now. For your good. Not just yesterday, but today too. All you got to do is just say, well, it's still working together for your good. Before one word, one jot, or one tittle fails, heaven and earth will pass away. That's how sure this is. He blesses the unsaved. Yes, he does. The ones that curse God, he still blesses them. But see, in the end, when it's all said and done, because judgment is not executed speedily, sometimes that's your trial. Lord, why you letting him get away with that? How about David? David became the greatest king of Israel because he had to suffer Saul. God was getting David ready for something greater. Could he possibly be getting you ready for something greater? But in the process, you got to learn how not to murmur. You got to learn how not to beat Saul down when you got a chance. You got to learn how not to backbite. How to try to find some relief in the flesh. You got to learn how to suffer some things and go through some things with some character, with some joy, with some peace. Finally, my brother, count it all joy when you fall in the darkest temptation. You know you're on your way, but you can count it joy. You used to be mad as a rattlesnake, but now you can laugh at it. Now you can look at me and say, ha, ha, ha. You thought you had me, didn't you? The devil is alive. The joy of the Lord is my strength. envious. When the wicked prosper, they got it by hook and crook. Amen. Yeah. They flaunt it. They push it in your face. No, don't go in there. The day of reckoning is coming. Let that cause you to God. Let that cause you to become more contrite. More broken in your spirit. God dwells with the contrite. There's a deeper revelation. It's sometimes painful to the flesh. But oh, what it does to your spirit, man. Tower of Babel, if you get that back up for me, at the Tower of Babel, they're there, all one language, the same language of faith, but they're operating in faith. They're operating in faith. That's why God says this. He said, let us go down, and there confound their language. They were all of one language, the language that God originally released. They still had it. They were still moving by faith. Get it back up. They were moving by faith. And that they may not understand one another's speech. Verse 8. So the Lord scattered them abroad from this upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. I'll go back to verse 5, I think. Yeah. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. Verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people are one. And they have all this language of faith. They're speaking the same language that I released. And this they begin to do. Now look at the power of the word they were speaking. God said, and now nothing will be restrained from them. They're operating in an evil way, but they're operating in this faith that I released. They're operating in this language that I released. This frequency, even though they turn from me, they're using this frequency. And there'll be nothing withdrawn from them. That they decided to do, let's go down and we're going to do something here. We're going to distort language. I'm going to have it to where none of them understand each other. He disturbed the language so that none could understand each other, and they had to stop because they were operating in a faith. God took that up out of the planet. Are you following me? I'm talking about the original language, the language of faith that was given to Adam, and it's stayed on through the flood, and at the Tower of Babel, they were operating in it, but for evil now. And God took it out.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.